我今天可能比较像是已经与大家有一些的分享。
So today I'll just be simply share with brothers and sisters.
对，当我在就是上个主日我晚上开车回家的时候。
Last week, last Sunday, when I drove back home.
对，我在车上听到一首诗歌。
So I listened to a hymn in my car.
一生爱你。
To love you all the days of my life. 对。
很像刚才我们唱的这首诗歌。
It's very similar to the hymn we just sang.
对，当我一边听的时候。
While I was listening.
然后我就想到这个人的一生。
I remembered our life.
然后我就觉得我应该跟弟兄姊妹分享一下这方面的事情。
I had a burden to share with brothers and sisters regarding this matter.
对，所以我想今天的题目是思想我们一生的年日。
So my topic today is consider the days of our years.
我们来读两处的圣经。
Let's read two scriptures.
我们先翻到希伯来书的第九章二十七节。
First turn to Hebrew chapter 9 verse 27.
希伯来书的第九章二十七节。
Hebrew chapter 9 verse 27.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment.
我们再看希伯来书的第二章。
Hebrew chapter
2. 希伯来书的第二章的十四跟十五节。
Hebrew chapter 2 verse 14 to 15.
希伯来书二章十四十五。儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
14-15 In as such then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
他这边的这个他成了亲自成了血肉之体是指我们的主耶稣。
So here it says him become flesh and blood refers to our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后一生怕死为奴仆的人讲的就是我们。
So us as the people for all their lifetime subject to the bondage because of fear of death, that refers to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们或是朋友，我们人哈对死亡呢其实有一种深处的恐惧。
So brothers and sisters, or friends, we have a deep fear for death.
因为我们不晓得它的这个后面是什么。
Because we don't know what comes after it.
对，如果有人觉得说死了就没了的话。
If anyone thinks after death, there is nothing.
我们就要问你的根据是什么。
We should ask, what is your reference?
对，是谁告诉你说死后就人就如死后如灯灭一样完全就没了呢
And who told you that after death there is nothing like the light is shut off?
那如果有一位他认识生命和死亡他告诉我们的是不一样的情况
If there is one who knows life and death and who tells us the different situation
他告诉我们说没有错按着定命每个人必定有一死
Yes indeed as it is appointed everyone will die
然后他说死后必定有审判。
And after death, there is judgment.
我们是否应该要听一下
？Should we listen to it?
对，我们应该不应该那么确定说人死了就没了。
We shouldn't be so positive that after death there is nothing.
啊，也许有一个另外一个更清楚的一个启示告诉我们说死后有审判。
Maybe there is a clearer revelation tells us that.After death, there is judgment.
对，我们不仅对死里面感觉有一种莫名的恐惧。
Not only that we are afraid of death.
那其实我们里面也带着一个很深沉的悲哀。
We also have a very deep sadness about death.
因为当一个人死的时候呢，他就跟他过去几十年的这些的经历，这些的亲人。完完全全永远隔开。
For anyone who died and who separated from all the relationships and his relatives has built up for all the years.
But 这是 弟兄姊妹，其实就是我们其实想一想，这是一件很悲哀的事情。
Brother and sister, think about it. It's very sad.
对，也是很对，很悲哀，很悲伤的一个感觉。
It's very sad and sorrowful.
对，其实我们一生呢，就在这个死亡的阴影的底下。
All our life is under the shadow of death.
好像奴隶一样是脱不开的。
We're like slaves and we're bonded to it.
啊，但是今天有一个好消息。
But today there is a good message.
对，有一位叫做主耶稣基督，他亲自的经历了死亡。
There is one whose name is Lord Jesus Christ who went through death.
但因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他不受死亡的限制。
He's not, bounded by death.
他战胜了死亡。
Overcame death.
所以我们刚刚念到说，因着我们的主耶稣进入死亡，并且战胜死亡。
So we just read he went through that and overcame.
那我们这批原本应该是一直在死亡阴影底下的人。
And we are the ones who are supposed to be under the shadow of death.
对，原本应该是那个在死亡作为死亡奴隶的人。
We're slaves of death.
哎，能够蒙拯救。
And today we can be saved.
啊，这是一个何等大的拯救。
And how great salvation.
想想看，历世历代。没有人有例外，他可以那个免去死亡的恐惧。
Think about it, from generations after generations, no one can be freed from death.
啊，但今天每一个信耶稣的人都可以脱离这个恐惧。
But today, everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ can be set free from this fear.
啊，当我信耶稣已经30年了。
I have believed in the Lord Jesus for over 30 years.
对，当我信耶稣，比较年轻的时候
，When I was a young believer，
对，有一次我听我们弟兄 Andrew 讲到一个事情。
Once I heard our brother Andrew shared a matter，
然后他讲到他小时候的事情。
He shared when he was young。
对，有一次在他小时候的时候，他跟几位比较年长的基督徒姊妹去扫墓。
So once upon a time, our brother Andrew went to visit the grave with the elder sisters.
对，通常我们人的观念是你去坟墓那边呢，你感觉是一种很难受、很悲哀的一个感觉。
Our common sense tells us when you go to visit the grave, you feel sad.
哎，可是那天哈，那几位的姊妹，当他们到了那个坟墓前。
But that day, and that elder sisters when they went before the grave.
那我相信那个坟墓就是一个可能已经去世的一个更年长的一个姊妹。
I believe, that's the elder sister who passed away.
诶，很奇妙，当这些姊妹在这个坟墓前去扫墓去纪念她的时候。
And very amazing when the sisters visit the grave to remember her.
你不会感觉那种人世间那种很痛苦的那种感觉。
You couldn't tell they're very sad and sorrowful.
诶，他们在一起唱诗歌。
And they sing hymns together.
然后在一起祷告。
They pray together.
然后思念这个过去的姊妹。
Remember the elder sisters passed away.
啊，是有忧伤。
There is sorrow, yes.
但是里面却充满了盼望。
But within there is full of hope.
对，因为他们知道说信了耶稣的人去了哪里？
Because they knew for the believers where they went after death.
对，我们信了主，有一天我们在天上还会再相见的。
And one day in the heaven we'll meet together after death.
所以今天我们去纪念死去的人，只是一个短暂的一个分别。
So today when we visit the dead people, it's just a short separation.
哇，那是我听了之后心中很有感触。
That time after I hearing the message, I felt deeply in my heart.
哦，我就开始明白。原来信了耶稣之后，我们对死亡的看法已经可以完全的不同了。
I started to understand after believing the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a totally different perspective towards death.
对，所以对于我一个信主的人来讲，我今天在讲死亡这件事情。
So for me as a believer, I'm talking about death.
我一点都不觉得有任何的忌讳。
I don't think it's a taboo to talk about death.
Right, 因为我们知道。照着神的启示，我们知道人死了去哪里。
Based on the revelation of God, we know where we go after death.
弟兄姊妹，我或是朋友，我们对于年轻的人来讲
，brothers and sisters and friends, and for young people,
有一天你的父母亲一定会离开的。
One day your parents for sure will pass away.
绝对会离去的。
They will absolutely depart.
然后我们这个人，我们自己
，and we ourselves，
有一天也一定要离开世界。
One day we will depart from the world.
我们在这个世界上绝对有个结束，绝对有个总结。
There is an end and a judgment.
所以我今天请各位思想一下我们一生的年日。
So today I want brothers and sisters to consider your life.
我记得在我孩子进高中的时候，
Remember for my children before they went into high school.
他高中要念四年。
They need to stay in high school for 4 years.
我们已经预期四年后有一个事情是一个总结，要毕业。
We plan after 4 years they're gonna graduate.
所以我在那个入学之前呢，我就把他们高中课程全部去了解了一遍。
So I reviewed all the curriculums of the high school courses.
然后要怎么样去安排这些修课呢？到了四年之后呢，可以顺利毕业。
And how I should select the curriculum and to successfully graduate.
我们对于这个短期的一个事情，我们都有一个计划。
We all have a plan for a short period of time.
我们是为着这个事情的一个总结呢，我们在那里做一个预备。
And we prepare for this.
然后在这个过程里面呢，我们也朝着这个最后的结局往前迈进。
And in the process, we just walk towards the end.
那今天我们要问一个问题。
Today we need to ask a question.
我们人生肯定有一个结束。
There will be an end for our life.
请问我们为这个结束做了什么样的规划？
So what are you preparing for the end?
我们的人生一直在往前行。
And your life is continue going.
那我们面对这个总结，我们又是怎么样面对我们平常的生活呢？
And facing the end, how are you preparing yourself?
所以我愿意，也许我今天不是说一个给任何一个人一个很清楚的回答。
I'm not here to give you a clear answer.
但是我们要有一个意念，是的，我人生有一个结束。
However, you should know this, there will be an end and conclusion for your life.
那我今天的生活还有我往后的日子，我该怎么样往这个终结点往前的推进呢？
My life today and my life in the future, how should you walk towards the end?
我们再来念一处的圣经，是诗篇九十篇。
Let's read another scripture, Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇，我念的长一点哈，就是一到十五节。
Psalm 90, 1 to 15.
我用中文先念一遍，然后英文再念一遍。诗篇，对，诗篇九十篇一到十五节。
Psalm 91 to 15.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中，我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回为你的仆人后悔，求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。
Psalm 91:15. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, ever Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, Return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning, they are like grass, which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years. Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants. O, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil.
这边有一个人，他在他面对神的时候，他心中有一个祷告跟感叹。
So here's the man, when he's facing God, he has a sigh.
对，他知道神，他神好像把他带到一个永恒的，一个永远的一个感觉里。
So God brings him into the sense of eternity.
然后他在这个感觉里面再来看人的一生。
According to the sense of eternity, he looked back for our lives.
哇，他就觉得人生好短暂。
He felt our life is so short.
然后这个人他在祷告的时候可能已经是70多岁了。
This person, when he prayed, he was 70 years old.
所以当他往回一看，70多年的时间。
When he looked back for the past 70 years,
好像就是一天就这样过去了。
It's as if it's like one day, it passed away.
然后他就想说，我好像就像风一样，就像这样飘过去了。
I'm like a wind just blows away.
所以他心中有一个很深切的祷告。
So there is a deep prayer in his heart.
神啊，请你给我一个智慧的心。
And God gave me a heart of wisdom.
叫我知道怎么度过我往后的日子。
So I need to know how to number my days.
其实我们有时候觉得我们人生的寿命好像很长。
Sometimes we feel our days are pretty long.
今天是2024年9月份了。
Now today comes the September 2024.
我不晓得各位有没有个感觉，就是2024年年初的时候好像是不久前的事情啊。
I don't know if you all have the feeling the beginning of 2024 is like yesterday, not too long ago.
现在就九月了。
Now September.
我们随便再晃一晃就2025年了，你知道吗？
And then we'll quickly come to 2025.
好，就算我们可以活80岁。
Let's say you can live for 80 years.
它就是80个一年。
It's 80 years.
所以2024年是一个一年。
So 2024 is one year.
也就是说我们整个人生你就把它数个80次就过去了。
So for all your life, 80 times 1 and then we'll pass.
我是在这个1992年的时候9月份来到明州。
In September 1992, I came to Minnesota.
对，我还记得很清楚，92年9月3号。
Very clearly, on September the 3rd, 1992.
一晃眼之间30多年。
For a blink of an eye, 30 years passed.
我还记得我在35岁的时候有一个福音的见证。
I remember when I was 35, there is a gospel testimony.
然后那个时候就想，我就告诉朋友们说，我今年35。
That time I told the gospel friends I was 35 years old.
那我感觉我的人生差不多是过了一半了。
And I felt my life passed just halfway.
然后我在我53岁的时候回跟朋友们讲到这个事情。
So when I was 53 years old, I shared with friends.
我告诉朋友说，我35岁的时候讲了一个见证，我生命过了一半。
I told friends when I was 35, I told people my life has passed halfway.
然后那时候35，我现在53，一下就变成53。
So from 35, turn to 53.
那我今天跟各位讲的时候我已经56了。
And today I'm standing here sharing with you, I'm 56.
三年又过去了。
3 years passed.
所以有的时候我们感觉我们的一生好，其实是很快的。
Sometimes you feel your life just pass very quickly.
好像一生的叹息。
It's like a sigh.
其实人从一出生开始，他就在倒数计时。
In reality, from the moment you're born, you're counting down your days.
对，我虽然也其实年纪也不算是特别大。
I'm not very old.
但是我其实已经有好几个高中同学都已经离开世间了。
But I have a few high school classmates that passed away already.
有一个我高中时候还蛮好的一个同学。
I had a very close friends in my high school time.
当我听到这个同学们传递说，哦，这个某一年纪念某某同学的忌日。
My classmates just passed along this message some years and he died and remember him.
啊，我才明白原来我这位同学已经不在了。
Now, all of a sudden I realized my classmates is dead.
然后他们发了一些链接，就是介绍这个同学的一些生平。
They sent out some links of the description of his whole life.
其实我好多同学都很优秀啊，不像我。
Many of my classmates they're very excellent, not.
对，他是常常去欧洲出差，去美国出差的这个人啊。
He went for a business trip in Europe and in United States.
又喜欢跑马拉松
，and like running marathon.
但是有一次跑，就过世了。
But one time when he was running and he died.
很突然
，very sudden.
然后有一次我有一个我认识一个美国的朋友。
One time I knew an American friend.
他那天他去医院去检查。
That specific day he went to hospital for a body check.
突然之间医生告诉他说你有一个慢性病。
And all of a sudden doctor told him you have a chronic illness.
你很可能活不过十年。
Very possibly you are not able to survive in 10 years.
对 我猜想他那时候可能是60多岁吧。
I assume he was 60 years old.
哇。他第二天我听说啊第二天他就去公去 他是个教授。
And he was a professor.
学医学的很优秀。
Studying medical.
啊听说他第二天就去辞职了。
I heard that the second day and he resigned.
啊如果我生命只剩下几年的时间我为什么要去上班呢、啊、
If I only have a few years to live, why should I go to work?
啊这是他的想法。
That's his mindset.
然后我也认识一个弟兄。
I also know a brother.
有一天去因为身体不舒服去诊断。
One day he didn't feel comfortable, went to hospital for a check.
哇，一诊断身上有好几处的癌症。
After the check, there are a few places of cancer in his body.
对，有些的骨头的部分已经被癌细胞已经吃光了。
Some area, his bones were eaten by the cancer cells.
虽然现在这个诊断的细节还没有出来
，even though the diagnosed detail is not exposed，
但他开头的一个想法
，but in the beginning he has the thought，
如果我只剩下一个月的时间
，if I only have a month to live，
那我愿意好好的在神的面前好好的过
，I want to live right before God。
啊，各位朋友，弟兄姊妹，我们谁能晓得明天会如何呢
？Brothers and sisters and friends, who knows what comes tomorrow?
对，有谁能够保证我一定能够活到80多岁呢
？And who can guarantee you that you can survive until you're 80 years old?
其实这是每个人的人生的一个无奈。
This is a very sad thing and the reality of our life.
哎，但是感谢主，我们刚读了这个诗篇。
We thank the Lord. We just read the Psalm.
这位作诗的人他没有停留在这个无奈的感觉里。
The author of the psalm, he's not staying in the helplessness.
对，当他向着神的时候
When he's facing God,
他说神啊让我一生一世能够因着认识你欢呼喜乐。
And God, because I know you, make my days full of joy.
然后活着的时候有盼望。
Well, I'm alive, I'm living full of hope.
然后我知道我人生的结局不是只是进那个坟墓而已。
And I know my end is not only going to the grave.
所以信耶稣实在是一个很大的拯救。
So believing Jesus is a great salvation.
对，叫我们脱离这个悲哀的结局。
And to deliver us from the helplessness.
叫我们这个一生怕死而为奴仆的人不再有这个惧怕。
To save us from the fear of death and because of the bondage of death.
我们再看最后一处的圣经。
Let's look at the last scripture.
《使徒行传》的十七章
，Acts chapter 17。
使徒行传十七章二十四到二十八节。
Acts chapter 17:24-28。
使徒行传十七章二四到二八，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远。
28。
我们生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的，有人说我们也是他所生的。
God who made the world and everything in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in the temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things, and he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings.So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring.
他这边讲到说，每个人的生命气息都是从神来的。
So here it speaks of all our breath comes from God.
然后我们一生的生命气息也都在神的管理的底下。
And all our life is controlled by God.
然后我们一生有固定的年日，有固定会去的地方。
Our times is set, our boundaries is set.
你可以在中国，你可以去美国。
You can go to China, go to America.
也许有人去过欧洲。
Or some people, they go to Europe.
有人也许是很年轻就过世，五十岁。四五十岁
Some people they are very young, passed away 40-50 years old.
也许有的人很长寿，可以活到八九十岁。
And some people they live a long life, 80-90 years old.
但是不管我们去过哪里，活多长的时间
，No matter where you go and how long you live,
这边告诉我们说，他的目的是让我们有机会在这个世上好好来认识神。
And here it says the purpose of this is for us to know God and seek God.
你在生活当中，你一生当中，的的确确会做过很多很多的事情。
In your life, very possibly you do a lot of things.
但是有一个很重要的一个中心的一个生命的一个重点。
But here is a key and an important issue.
就是在我们有限的人生里面。能够认识这位创造万有的永生的神。
In our limited lifetime, we can have the opportunity to know God, the Creator, the Great Creator.
对，我们当中有弟兄在今年受到很大的一个震动。很大的事情。
Among us, we have a brother. We have very big thing happen.
对，得了这个脑瘤。
Diagnosed with the brain cancer.
对，我可以想象，如果是我的话。
I can imagine if it were me.
一下之间被带到一个死亡的阴影的底下。
All of a sudden, I was brought into the shadow of death.
如果是我的一个情形
，If it were me,
我会想说，如果我这一次，生命被可能我的日子被缩短的话
，If this time my life is shortened,
我该如何好好度过我剩下的日子
？How should I live for the rest of my life?
所以假设假设我只剩下一个月的寿命。
Let's say if I only have one month to live.
我该怎么样面对我的人生，面对我的结局
？How should I face my life and the end?
我想我们都会有这些的类似的经历。
We all have very similar experience.
所以可能是我们的亲人，他可能。因着年老过世了。
Maybe our relatives that died because of old age.
对，或是我们认识的朋友，他因着一个意外的情形，他离开了。
Or our friends died because of the accidents.
请记得哈，每一次有这种事情发生
，Please remember every time a thing happened,
都好像是神借着这些情形在呼唤我们。
And God is calling you using the circumstances.
他在提醒我们。
to remind you.
他在我们心中说话说，今天还没轮到你。
To speak to our hearts, today is not your turn yet.
但是命定的，有一天你一定会遇到这个事情的。
But it is appointed one day you will face the same situation.
今天我记得其他你周围的人来提醒你。
Today I'm using the people around you to remind you.
你要怎么样度过你的人生？
And how should you live your life?
你要怎么样面对你的人生最后的结局？
And how should you face the end and conclusion of your life?
然后要怎么样来预备面对有一天神所命定的那个审判？
And how should you prepare yourself for the judgment God has set?
对，其实神借着不同的情况在那边已经对我们心中说话。
God is using different circumstances speaking to our hearts.
希望我们能够听得见。
And hopefully we can listen to it.
有一天好，我们一定要面对神的。
One day we're all stand before God.
我们要为着我们一生的所行，我们怎么过我们日子来交账。
We will all give an account of all what we have done.
我们有一位弟兄，年长的孙弟兄。
We have an elder brother, brother son.
他在不久前他已经80多岁了。
Not too long ago, he was 80 years old.
他心里面对我们有一个很大的呼唤。
Have a deep calling cry out for us.
他说，各位，我们应该为我们的人生负责。
Brother and sister, we should take responsibility for our lives.
我会觉得我们的弟兄，年长弟兄80多岁，他是很有感触的。
I can feel our brother's burden.
对，一个80多岁的人
，for 80 year old man，
还能够剩几年呢
？How many years are left？
对，当他面对他剩下不多的年日的人生的时候
，when facing the rest of his days，
他告诉弟兄姊妹，我可能剩下不多。
I told brothers and sisters, maybe not too many days are left for me.
在年轻的弟兄姊妹，或是说我们今天还有机会的时候，我们要为我们的人生负责。
For young brothers and sisters, we still have opportunity. Take responsibility for your life.
如果我们是读大学
，if we're still in the university in college，
四年大学
，have 4 years in college，
我们最好不要等到最后一学期再来负责。
Don't until the last semester to be responsible for your life.
在我们还有机会的时候，早早的来负责。
While you're still having opportunity, be responsible.
不过对我来讲，我也只剩一学期了，差不多。
For myself, I only have one last semester.
但是啊，对于我们这个年纪大一点的来讲
，But for the elder ones,
你到最后你开始去负责任。比你一直都不负责任还好。
Starting to take responsibility is always better than never taking responsibility.
我们有的弟兄们，他们遇到一个情况。
Some brothers, they are facing a circumstance.
他们遇到一个不止一个哈，有弟兄他信主。
A brother, a believer.
远离神。30年
departed from God for over 30 years.
一年一年一年过去30年
A year, a year, a year, and 30 years passed.
然后30年之后神怜悯这个人。
And after 30 years, God had mercy on this person.
他回到神的家在那里悔改。
He returned to the house of God and repented.
他想说哇我过去30年都浪费了。
He told God for all the 30 years passed, I wasted.
心中感觉很难过。
I'm so sad.
但是他愿意悔改，他愿意回转。
But he was willing to return and repent.
他们告诉主说，我三十年已经来不及了，已经过去，没办法再从头来了。
They told God 30 years passed. I can't just return to the 30 years before.
但是在我往后的日子，我愿意好好来负责任。
But for my future life, I'm willing to take responsibility.
对，来过我的日子。
To live my life.
活在主的面前，活在神的面前来认识神。
To live before God, before the Lord, to know Him.
对，我知道有些父母亲来这边看儿女。
I know some parents who are visiting your sons or daughters.
对，你们可能不太了解一个事情。
You don't really understand a thing.
那时候我刚信主。
That time I just believed in the Lord.
我不太会传福音。
I don't know how to preach the gospel.
然后后来我妈妈来美国看我。
And after a while, my mom came to America to visit me.
哇，我真的是满心期待啊。
I had hope.
我的期待不是说我可以 okay, 可以有见面的机会。这也很期待啊。
My expectation and hope is not that I can see my mom.
我期待是说哇 我妈来到这边呢，可以接触弟兄姊妹。
My hope is when my mom came, she can come, know brothers and sisters here.
那终于有一个好的环境跟机会，她可以听到福音。
And finally, he has the chance to listen to the gospel.
对，等到他那个，好像是不，他来了不止一次，好像是第二次还第三次来的时候。
The second or third time, when she came.
啊，信主了。
And she believed in the Lord.
然后在我们当中受浸。
And she got baptized among us.
对，你不晓得我心中多快乐。
You don't know how excited I was.
然后我父亲比较困难。
My dad is a little bit difficult.
对，来了大概两次吧。
He came to here twice.
对，然后每一次的时候，哎呀，我都觉得，比如说他来四个礼拜。
Every time, let's say he came for 4 weeks.
然后我心中想，哇，一个礼拜又过了。
I was thinking, oh, a week passed.
两个礼拜又过了。
Two weeks passed.
这个听福音的机会越来越少了。
There are less and less opportunities for him to listen to the gospel.
我想这是我的困难。我有时候打电话回家，我不太容易，对我来讲不太容易传福音给他。
I had a difficulty that sometimes when I call my dad, I don't know how to share the gospel.
对，但是他人来的时候有弟兄姊妹可以帮忙。
But when he came, brothers and sisters all helped.
啊，三个礼拜又过去了。
Three weeks passed.
啊，祷告，然后四个礼拜要回国了。
And I prayed in 4 weeks he will be back to Taiwan.
啊，就是这种感觉。
This feeling.
所以我希望当他们有机会的时候呢，能够借着这个机会能够认识主。
I hope when they still have opportunities, they can know God.
我们曾经唱过一首诗歌。
We once sang a hymn.
诗歌的名字是我不过是你运河，就是 Channels Only.
Channels Only.
然后这个作者啊，我以前会唱，然后有一次我去查这个诗歌的背景。
The writer of the hymn and the background of this hymn.
然后我发现这个作诗人这个姊妹 Mary 这个姊妹是1910年写的诗歌。
The writer of the hymn Mary wrote this hymn in 1910.
然后写了诗歌的时候她已经73岁了。
And she was 33 years old when she wrote the hymn.
然后她诗歌里面就讲说
73, sorry.
对 ,73 岁她诗歌里面就有个心愿。
In the hymn she had a desire.
啊主啊希望你的生命充满我。
Lord, your life fill me.
然后你能够使用我
use me.
然后让我能够传递你的生命
I can be a channel to express your life.
然后叫别的人也能够得祝福
to let others be blessed.
哇那次我知道说原来写诗的姊妹写的时候已经73岁的时候我心中很感动
That time I knew the sister was 73 years old. I was so touched.
啊这位老姊妹
This elder sister,
对，在70多岁的时候
when he was over 70 years old,
对，还是那么单纯
still so simple,
然后心中还是热切的愿意主能够使用我
and earnestly asking God to use her,
然后我能够好好的能够活在主的面前成为别人的祝福
I can live rightly before God to be a blessing for others.
所以今天我们劝朋友们信主
So today we encourage and exhort friends to believe in the Lord.
或是劝弟兄姊妹要好好的爱主。
To encourage brothers and sisters to love the Lord.
我们心中有个目的。
We have a goal.
就希望我们每一个人都为我们的一生的年日来负责。
And we all take responsibility for all our life.
好像我们活的时候是有意义、有盼望的。
So when we are still alive, we have a meaning and hope.
对，不仅我们在我们的人生当中不再畏惧死亡
Not only you're not afraid of death anymore
对不再是这个死亡的阴影不再是死亡的奴隶
You're not slaves and under the shadow of death anymore
而且希望在我们人生的末了的时候
But also at the end of our life
啊我们心中满了感恩和喜乐
We're filled with thanksgiving and joy
当我们回头看我们过去的日子的时候
When we look back our days
啊我们觉得感谢神
And we thank God
我在主的这个恩典底下，我活的能够欢呼喜乐。
In God's grace, I'm filled with joy.
啊，纵然在一些苦难的环境里面，仍然喜乐。
Even though we have difficulties and afflictions, we're still joyful.
然后，当我们回头看的时候，感觉整个人生是有意义的。
When we look back, our life is meaningful.
然后面对末了的时候，我们感觉面向主，面向神。是蛮有盼望。
When we face the end, we're facing God and the Lord, we're full of hope.
但愿我今天 一个简单的信息。
So today a very simple message.
请各位考虑我们一生的年日。
Ask everyone to consider your life.
然后在神的面前有一个好好祷告，主啊，愿你让我的一生能够算得数，我们有智慧算得数的。
To pray before God, God, let my life be accounted.
我们有一个结束祷告。
Let's have a prayer.
主啊，我们怀着感谢，我们怀着感恩的心来到你面前。
Lord, we come before you with a heart full of thanksgiving.
主啊，谢谢你把一生度量给我们。
Lord, thank you for measuring our lives.
主啊，愿我们不浪费我们一生的年日。
May we all not waste our lives.
真是能够活得有意义。
We can truly live a meaningful life.
主啊，因着认识你的缘故，也活得有盼望。
Because we know you, we can have a hopeful life.
主啊，愿你恩待我们每一个人。
May you show us your grace for everyone.
每一个都得着智慧的心。
With everyone who have a heart of wisdom.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.